It's Friday, June 19th in Rifle, Colorado, and aside from all the people standing around with signs, a heavy police presence, and scores of motorcycles, things are, for the most part, pretty normal. Traffic lines up along Railroad Avenue, Rifle's primary thoroughfare. It's 6 p.m. and many commuters are just pulling into town as their work week effectively ends. The street is packed, and so are the sidewalks. The bulk of activity is near the downtown area on 3rd Street, where people stand in blue shirts of all shades, waving American and Trump 2020 flags, sporting pistols, assault rifles, and some even wearing tactical military gear. A bit further up the street, motorcycles line up in empty parking lots. All of these people came here for the counter-protest organized by a local business owner who wanted to show support for the police. Their message is back our blue, and they wait patiently for some sort of interaction with protesters gathered nearby at City Hall.
The counter-protesters?
We just got here. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
That's Monica and Mason, a set of twins who live in the Silt, Newcastle area. Mason carries a large sign, one of many in the crowd.
It says, law enforcement needs better psychological evaluations.
Mason says he understands the perspective of both sides, but wants to see better screening during the hiring process for new police recruits. His twin sister Monica makes the case that current police culture and recruiting policies seem to attract some aggressive personalities.
That is not necessarily what we want to see in people who are supposed to be protecting us.
Yeah.
So therefore, we think that they need to have better psychological evaluations. They shouldn't be quick on their feet to attack people. They should be able to think and process clearly in order to help people.
Monica and Mason speak with me just before organized begin rallying the crowd. It starts with a brief history lesson, recognizing the historical significance of June 19th.
Today is formally known as Juneteenth, the day that all enslaved Americans were finally set free. And of course today is a day of celebration and to rejoice the fight that was put by African Americans long, long, long ago to be finally...
One of the event's main organizers takes time to strategize before the march begins. He reminds the crowd to stay peaceful, even if antagonized, and to hold each other accountable.
So they are on both sides of the sidewalk, it seems. Do not interact. Do not interact. Do not give them the fuel that they want. If they are blocking your way, simply walk past them. Don't touch them. Don't do anything. They touch you, walk away. That may not be the thing we want to do right now, but it's the thing we have to do. Yes.
The protesters follow two chant leaders saying, Black Lives Matter. Almost immediately, counter-protesters can be heard chanting in response.
USA! 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 USA!
Online events promoting both protests shared information about opposing protests sticking to opposite sides of the street, but the counter-protesters are everywhere. It's not long before both groups are in close contact, trying to drown each other out. While protesters have been asked to stick to the sidewalk, another group has access to the street, the people who showed up on motorcycles. The bikers drive by slowly, coming in waves. Some even take multiple trips. Others find parking spots along the path to Rifle Police Department where they back in, position their bike's exhaust valves as close to the sidewalk as possible, in preparation. When protesters arrive, the throttles open up. Technically, it's loud enough to cause hearing damage, but chants can still be heard through the din. Eventually, the march turns right. It's not far to an empty parking lot outside the Rifle Police Department. At this point, police officers step in to separate and put space between the two groups. Chanting continues with renewed energy.
So again, we want to thank each and every one of you for coming out and marching with us. That was a lot more chaotic than we thought it'd be. There was a lot more to deal with than we planned for, but I think we handled it well. I think it went well.
That's Omar Hernandez from Rifle. He's one of the protest's main organizers. He says he hopes to see more peaceful protesting and increased turnout in the future. He also speaks about the presence of counter-protesters.
I think a lot of them aren't really sure what we're here to do. We weren't necessarily anti-police. We were pro-Black Lives. And a lot of the things we said weren't against the police department themselves. We understand that the police department here in Rifle is nothing like the police department anywhere else in the world where things like this are happening. But I don't think they understand that. We are not here to start a riot. We are not here to incite violence. We are just here to spread awareness and spread a message. That is our main goal, and I think we accomplished that. So no matter what they did, I feel we were successful today.
We'll share more sounds, speeches, and interviews from the Juneteenth protest in Rifle next week on a special public affairs program. And you can see a number of images from the day taken by KDNK reporter Amy Haddon Marsh at KDNK.org. KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.